Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, yours truly, Dr. D. It's awfully good to be with you guys tonight on this rainy evening. It started out so beautiful today, and then we got some rain. It's okay. The rain is pushing up the little flowers and everything. Oh, excuse me. I swallowed. I'm drinking my, sipping on my vinegar and agave tea. And it just kind of went down the wrong way. But anyway, tonight, we're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to hear about a new restaurant that's opening up in the city of Detroit, a new vegan restaurant. My guest for the second half of the show is going to be Kirsten and Erica, co-owners of a new restaurant that's set to open very soon. And I can't wait because I want to be one of the first ones in the door to partake of some of this good food. I've heard good things about them, and I am just excited. Also, I want you guys to make a note on your calendar that on the 30th, that's next Tuesday, my guest is going to be Delphine Allen, and she's known as the Jamaican Seasoning Lady. She has her own line of Jamaican seasonings, and she's going to be with us on the 30th. And also on May the 4th, I believe it is. No, May the 7th, we're going to have a master gardener on. And she's going to be with us explaining, telling us some good things about our gardens. For those of us that's going to have gardens this year, yay! She's going to be sharing some really valuable information with us, a master gardener, so you guys don't want to miss that. So without further ado, I'd just like to introduce to some and present to others me. My name is Dr. Doris Motown Sproul. I am not a medical doctor. I am a naturopath or a naturopath, however you decide to pronounce it, you know, potato, patata, tomato, tomato, that sort of thing. So, but all that is, I'm just saying that I use natural modalities such as prayer and herbs and whole food and good water and exercise rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. And, you know, we know that the body will heal and maintain itself. And that's what I do. I'm also a certified raw chef and instructor with certifications in herbology, nutrition, and dry cell analogy. Okay? So I'm saying all that to say what? I'm saying all that to say this. Your good health is my business. I offer consultations and classes and herbal classes. And for more information, you can feel free to contact me at 734-895-1940. Go to my website. Check it out, www.yourgoodhealth.info. I'd love to for you to check everything out there. I post recipes from time to time on the website. A lot of times people call me or email me and say, when are you going to post another recipe? It's really busy right now, but I'm going to get around to posting another one really, really soon, okay? So I just want to let you know that. And also got some good word for you tonight. It says, this is by Jack Frost, and this is from my 365-day brighteners. They're like words of encouragement. And the word for today is so, it's just so beautiful. It says, and simply, caring words, friendship, and affectionate touch, all these have a healing quality. Why? Because we were all created by God to give and receive love. And that's so true. someone very close to me, my mother, my spiritual mother, she lost her husband, my uncle, almost a month ago now, maybe a little over. But, you know, she's going through that transitioning period of being by herself, and it's hard. They were old. He was 96, and she's 80-something, 87 or 86, and she's used to being with him all these years. They've been married like 38 years or so, and this is her second marriage, and she's just so used to being with him. And she's taking care of him now for like the last, I think, 2 or 3 years of his life. But it's still a transitioning period because now it's just her by herself, you see. And so it made me really think about that when I spoke to her a little earlier today And she said, I really had a rough time last night. And I said, oh, wow, I'm so sorry to hear that. So she sounded so. So, you know, it's something because it was just so, like I said, this is something new for her. So we had a chance to walk. I took her for about maybe on a 2-block walk, and it did a world of difference. It made a world of difference to her. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, when you reach out to somebody else, we are not in this world by ourselves. And it's so awesome when our lives are intertwined. And it's just like, you know, when the Bible say, you know, if your brother in Christ hurt, then you should hurt. I actually felt for her when I spoke to her earlier. And I felt that same hurt, same pain with the loss of my mother. So, and I thank God that there were in my life at that time that kept me busy. And you know what I'm saying? So we just have to reach out to each other. I thank God for each and every opportunity to do this show, because when I log on and I see you guys popping in one here, there, you know what? That says a lot. You know, because I know that there's so many other things that you could be doing with, you know, with your time. If it's nothing but watching TV, whatever, things you could be doing. But you decide to join me on Here's to Your Health every Tuesday from 9 to 10, and it's just a blessing. So, like I said, I want you to make sure that you write those dates down. Next week we're going to have the Jamaican seasoning lady on. She's going to be on talking to us about her Jamaican seasoning. And then we're going to have Miss Delphine. No, that's Delphine next week. The following week, May the 7th, we're going to have the Master Gardener on. And she's going to be talking about how to get our gardens ready, you know, our gardens and things like that. So it's going to be really exciting. And for those of you that do have our starting garden, are going to have another garden or what have you, you really want to tune into that show to pick up some information, some tidbits, some helpful information to help you with your garden. I just cannot wait to start mine. I'm going to have a couple above the ground gardens. And you know what? Even if you don't do anything but put you some things in flower pots. I mean, you can put you some, a tomato plant, some herbs, you know, do something. If we've got all this land, let's do something with it. So, I mean, that's just a little plug for that. But, okay, let's see now. You know how you guys have always heard about sugar, how sugar is so bad for you? And it is, you know. But I want to let you know tonight there's an alternative for sugar. Now, you know that sugar has been called the sweet poison of them all. In fact, it's the sweetest poison of them all. In fact, there's a book out that's called Suicide by Sugar. And I suggest that everybody get that book, because it is just phenomenal. But it is the source of all sorts of health issues, and it can have a devastating effect on the body, throwing it out of balance, wreaking havoc on your intestinal tract, and causing bad bacteria to proliferate. I'm telling you, sugar, it should be called the sweet poison. In fact, it should bear a skull and crossbone. And when your bacteria, the bacteria in your body, in your intestinal tract, proliferates, it can cause a plethora of health problems. And as people reevaluate their diet decisions, sugar is the first thing we are advised to eliminate. This is one of the first things I advise my clients to eliminate. You would be surprised at how addicting sugar is. But now wait. Before you decide to toss out that bag of sugar sitting in your pantry, consider ways to repurpose it, if you will. In fact, there's some really positive, safe, and healthy results that you can use, alternatives for the use of sugar. And that's what I just want to share a few of those with you tonight, because there are other things that you can do with your sugar. Don't just toss it. You can use it for, did you know that you can use sugar for a wasp trap? Now, it's going to be the time of year pretty soon for these stinging pests to make their appearance. And if you spot a few trying to make a wasp trap or their little nest, all you have to do is make a simple solution by boiling equal parts of water and sugar together and then pour it into an empty soda bottle and place it outdoors near the nest and watch the wasps fall into the trap. They'll go right to it. They will go right to it. It's also be very effective in exterminating roaches. If you have an infestation or know anybody that has an infestation of roaches, and I mean, those things are just so nasty and carry all kinds of germs and bacteria. You can use it for any kind of roach infestation. And what you do is you can scatter a mixture of equal parts of sugar and baking soda over the area that you see them. And the sugar will attract them. The sweetness of the sugar will attract the roaches. And the baking powder will kill them. And you have to replace it frequently. You have to keep it replaced with a fresh mixture to prevent future infestations. But that's another good use of sugar. Don't eat it. Use it. Or it's good in your gardens. It'll help get rid of all the different kinds of worms and pests in the garden. And all you do is apply 5 pounds of sugar for every 250 square feet of your garden. And the microorganisms feeding on the sugar will increase the organic matter in the soil. It's something, thereby eliminating those nasty little worms and pests that you don't want in your garden. So it's getting garden time. We're getting ready to get it and start our garden. So that's just a healthy tip. That is a healthy way to use sugar in the garden. For elimination of pests, for wasps and things like that. So that's just a couple of little things. For stains, you got a grass stain, you won't have it for long if you use sugar. Make a thick mixture of a few drops of water and sugar and then work it into the stain and let it sit for about maybe 30 minutes. And then wash it as usual. You'll find that stain will leave just as, I mean, it will, it's amazing. You can also use it to feed your flowers. Now, this is a classic tip for keeping those fresh bouquet of flowers really lasting a long time, well, as long as possible. Just add 3 tablespoons of sugar along with 2 tablespoons of vinegar to the water in your flower base, and then put your flowers in there. What will happen is the sugar provides nutrients to keep the little clippings in the flower itself alive, while the vinegar fights off bacterial infections. Isn't that something? Not only in us does vinegar work wonders, but also in your flower water. And you don't have to use those chemicals. You know that little chemical packet that you'll get when you buy your cut flowers? You don't have to worry about using that. And this is really, I love fresh flowers. I keep fresh flowers around as much as I can. I love them, and it works. So, also, it's good to soothe the burned tongue. It relieves a tongue burned by hot foods. You know, sometimes you'll a drink or some hot food, and it'll burn your tongue. You'll take a sip, and it'll burn your tongue. Reach for the sugar. Sprinkle a pinch or two of sugar over the area that's burning, and the pain will begin to subside immediately. That's true. It is so true. You can use it to clean greasy, grimy hands. You know, when you've been working out in the garden, when we get out in the garden this summer, you can use it to clean greasy and grimy hands. It will clean your hands so thoroughly. All you do is pour equal parts of olive oil and sugar into the cupped palm of your hand, in one hand, and just gently rub your hands together for several minutes, and then rinse it thoroughly and dry. The grit of the sugar acts as an abrasive to help the oil remove the grease, or the grime, or the paint, or the dirt, and your hands will look and feel clean, and also it softens and moisturizes. It can also be used as a pain reliever. No first aid kit on hand, then do this. Treat your minor cuts and your scrapes with a sprinkle of sugar. This is an ancient germ buster, and it's a natural antibacterial. It has natural antibacterial properties, and it also speeds up the healing. Now, there's a book called Salt in Your Socks and Other Tried and True Home Remedies, and this is one of the remedies that's in this book. And it's amazing. Just try it. Next time if you get a little cut or something, you know, sprinkle a little sugar in it and see how it will immediately just stop the pain, and it'll heal faster. Okay? You know we can use it as a face and body scrub. There are so many natural body scrubs that's made with brown sugar, made with sugar. And listen, this is one of those girlfriend-tested, girlfriend-approved scrubs. You mix it in about a tablespoon of granulated sugar into your usual facial cream or your liquid face wash. And you just use it on your face. It's a wonderful exfoliating scrub. You mix it into your body wash, and it'll exfoliate those rough elbows and knees and those. It's time for the sandals. It's going to be time to pull the sandals out, and we want to have those feet ready, ladies. None of those crusty, dry, thick, cracked heels. We got to have it together to get those feet ready for summer. And use it on a weekly basis, and it keeps your skin really nice and smooth and moisturized. Now, those are just some of the things that you can use for sugar. Isn't that something? Don't throw it out. Don't throw it out. Use it. That white sugar, use it. It is so awesome. It has awesome properties in it to help the skin. Just don't take it. Just don't eat it. Okay? All right. Something came over my desk the other day concerning Brussels sprouts. I was never one that really liked Brussels sprouts. I never did. But I think it's because of the way that I always had them prepared. But now I began to prepare my Brussels sprouts just lightly steaming them. And because I've always had them, when we were growing up, that was one of the vegetables that my mother kind of cooked too long and they end up mushy. And I never really liked that. But the way that I do them now, they are so just lightly steamed. In fact, they still have a little of the crispness in them. And they are so good for you. Brussels sprouts are rich in antioxidants called flavonoids. And flavonoids have been shown to reduce the risk of heart disease and cancer. Now, one cup of these tiny little cabbage pack as much vitamin C as an orange. And surprisingly, one cup contains 5 grams of protein. You don't have to, you know, a lot of times I hear people say, well, how do you get your protein when you're eating, you're a vegetarian, how do you get your protein? I get my protein the same way you get your protein, but I get it firsthand. That meat you eat, it has to eat the flowers. I just eat the flowers. I eat the fruit, the vegetables and the greens and things like that. So Brussels sprouts. So I'm going to post a recipe on my website, one that I've kind of been playing around with, and it is really awesome. So I'm going to post it on my website within the next day or two. Also, for those of you that know someone that may be obese, excuse me, there is such an awesome study that's being done by the Weight Management Clinic and through the University of Michigan Health System. And they have really released a report on just how detrimental it is for us to keep our weight in proportion to our height. There's all kind of complications to obesity. I mean, it is absolutely crazy. And do you notice that you're seeing more young people that's obese now than ever before in history? I mean, some of the risk factors associated with obesity is just ridiculous. Asthma, GERD, osteoarthritis and gout and stress incontinence and lower back pain and depression and cancers such as breast, colon, kidney, and gallbladder, skin infections. It's just, you know, we have really got to get a handle on obesity, not to mention CHD, coronary heart disease, not even to mention that. You know, and hypertension and high cholesterol and all these crazy things. And it's simply because we are not taking control over what we eat. We're digging our graves with a knife and a fork. Better yet, knife and a fork. But listen, guys, it's about that time. It's about 9:30. And I see that my guest has entered the studio. So without further ado, I am just so excited to find out more about this upcoming vegan restaurant that's going to open soon, shortly, in Detroit. And we have our guest on the line tonight. I'd like you guys to welcome my guest this evening, Kirsten and Erica. Kirsten, I am not going to try your name, but it's Kirsten and Erica. and they are co-owners of a new vegan restaurant set to open real soon in Detroit. In fact, maybe tonight we might find out when that when the opening is, maybe. But anyway, it's going to open in Detroit's West Village neighborhood on Agnes Street between Parker and Van Dyke. So without further ado, welcome, guys, to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you.
It is so good for you to be with us. Listen, we want you to jump right in and tell us, you know, how the idea came about, the name of the restaurant, of course, and just, you know, tell us all about you, who you are and what you do. Tell us, share all that good stuff with us.
Well, the name of the restaurant is going to be Detroit Vegan Soul. And how Detroit Vegan Soul came about, we actually had traveled to various places around the country, and even as non-vegans and not even as vegetarians, we're always intrigued with vegan and vegetarian food. So we did a lot of sampling and experimenting at different places around the country, and we fell in love with the food. A few years later, I lost my father to prostate cancer and was just very confused as to how a man that didn't smoke, didn't really drink heavily at all, occasionally drank, and for all intents and purposes, lived a fairly healthy life. How could this happen? So it caused me to take a look at diet as one of the factors involved. So that's kind of what led to trying the plant-based diet. And so all of those things combined kind of, you know, that were the things that were along our journey to creating Detroit Vegan Soul. So we both became vegan, and, you know, after seeing the benefits of a plant-based diet for ourselves, we wanted to find a way to share that with others. And like Erica mentioned, we'd already kind of been inspired by having some of this food all over, you know, in different places. And my roots are in the South. That's where I'm from. Erica's grandmother is from the South, so she has roots there. And we grew up on soul food, so we wanted to show that vegan food can be flavorful. It can still, you know, be comforting and all of those things. You don't have to miss meat or dairy or any of that. So we wanted to do something to show people that, and to help people, to help make it easier for people to transition mm-hmm. to this way of eating.
That's fantastic. So are you set up now as are you doing catering now? And then you're going to just transition it into the restaurant. And when is the restaurant going to be open? Is there an official date set as of yet?
We don't have an official date as of yet. We're in the construction or renovation phase. We can't say a date just yet. We're hoping that next month we'll be able to pinpoint a date. But we've been doing catering. We started in February of last year, and we were doing a meal delivery business where people ordered meals online for lunch or dinner, and we delivered to them. And we've also been doing catering. But we always had, our goal was always to open a restaurant. And so we were doing that, and we actually entered a competition to win money to open a restaurant, the Comerica Hatch Detroit competition. And we were one of the four finalists out of over 200 businesses that applied to this competition. And we didn't win, but that certainly helped to give us, you know, even more momentum. And through with the help of family, you know, we were able to, you know, to raise the money that we need and get the resources that we needed to make this dream come true. So we're really excited about it and excited about bringing this another option, you know, to Detroit, because there are so few options here for people who want to incorporate plant-based foods into their diet.
That is outstanding. I just want to let our listening audience know that if you'd like to ask Kirsten or Erica, hi, Erica. We haven't heard from you yet, but we will.
I am still here.
Okay. If you want to ask them a question tonight, just press number one on your handset, on your telephone handset, and I'll see you in queue. And we can bring you in so that you can get your questions answered. So let me ask you, why Detroit West Village? Why Detroit for the new vegan restaurant?
Well, why Detroit? Why not Detroit? You know, Detroit has been tagged as one of the fattest cities in the nation. We've had that that title, been holding that title down for several years now. And I think it's about time that Detroit has something to offer people who want to transition and want to look at having a healthier diet. Some people might say, okay, well, you're offering vegan food, but you're offering soul food, and soul food is not traditionally thought of as the healthiest cuisine that one could have, and it hasn't been in the past because of all the things that we add to soul food. But soul food at its core consists of a lot of fruits, vegetables, grains, and it's the things that we've done to soul food by adding in the animal products and the animal fats and things like that that have made soul food bad. So why not Detroit, and why not now for Detroit? It's about time that we start taking responsibility for our health in the city of Detroit. Our people here are dying every day from diet-related illnesses that can be prevented through diet, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, the list goes on and on. So why not Detroit?
Yeah.
And
that's
we,
right.
The reason for West Village, we actually live in the community, so you know, we have an affinity, you know, because of that. But also, if you ask us what our vision is for Detroit, we want it to be a place where there are, you know, different neighborhoods, different places where you can go and find unique food, unique experiences. And there's a lot going on in Midtown Detroit right now. You know, a lot of people ask us, well, why didn't you go there? But, you know, we want to kind of spread things out and you know, so that, you know, there are different places where you can go. And I was talking with a neighbor just the other day, and she was joking that that we really needed this in this area, because she said if you're a vegan on the east side, you're gonna starve because there's nothing here for you. So, you know, we're gonna bring something for the east side. So now, you know, people have something right here in their community that they can walk to, you know, or that's close for them, you know, to get good, healthy food. And it also, also by bringing this to West Village or to this east side community, this also gives other people who would not ordinarily travel to this part of town a reason to come to this part of town and to see all of the wonderful homes, the great neighborhood that exists in the community that is in place down here. It's great exposure for this wonderful neighborhood that we live in as well.
It is. It's an awesome neighborhood, and I think it's just so fantastic because then you're giving the people an alternative to, like you said, we've done such terrible things to soul food to make it unhealthy. It's going to be really nice to be able to see that soul food could be delicious, nutritious at the same time. Wait a minute. We have a caller. We have a caller coming from the 313 area code. Welcome, caller, to Here's to Your Health.
Hi.
Good
thank
evening.
You very much. Hello.
How are you this evening?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
You have a question?
Yes, I have a comment and a question. I've had an opportunity to go to a couple of the pop-up events that Detroit Vegan Soul have had, and I have to tell you that their food is absolutely fantastic. I'm not vegan nor vegetarian. I'm transitioning, but I was really impressed by how tasty the food was. I'm really particular in how and what I eat, so that was really great. My question to them is, when you open your cafe, will you still have your meal delivery service also, or how will that work?
Thank you for calling in and asking that question. We will not have the meal delivery service the way that it was before. And initially, we won't have a delivery service, but as we grow, we'll definitely add that back in because we want to make it convenient for people. So we'll be starting out with probably 5 days a week where we'll be open for lunch and dinner, and we'll do a brunch on Sunday. And then after, after a little while of being open, we'll add back delivery service, and, you know, people will be able to call in at least during lunchtime and have a meal delivered to them if they're, you know, in the nearby area.
Well, that's great, and thank you for establishing your business in Detroit and supporting Detroit, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Thank you, sweetie. Thanks for calling in. Okay, Erica, let's hear from you.
It was me that was going on and on not long ago. But
oh,
yeah,
I thought that was Kirsten.
No, we sound alike. Yeah, we get that all
yes,
the time.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You sound a lot alike. So listen, favorite things? What's some of your favorite foods on the that's going to be on the menu?
Well, we have our catfish tofu, which is outstanding. It's you know, obviously it's not actually catfish, but it's a tofu that is seasoned with sea vegetables. So we're using things like wakame. We're using kelp and things like that to get that seafood taste, real seafood, you know, that we use in that. That's very popular. Our barbecue tofu, outstanding. We have barbecue tofu like no one else does. We do our own sauce, our own batter. Everything is from scratch. Our seitan pepper steak, wow. I'll tell you, people who are transitioning from a meat-based diet to a plant-based diet, they love the seitan pepper steak. I mean, hands down, it's probably the most popular item amongst carnivores because they literally cannot tell the difference. The texture is perfect. It's just like what they're accustomed to. The great thing about it is that it contains no animal products whatsoever, and it perfectly illustrates to people how you don't have to have meat in your diet in order to enjoy a meal like pepper steak. What else? list goes on and on as far as what people really find. Our mac and cheese. Our mac and cheese is, you know, we've been told by other people that probably one of the best, if not the best, vegan mac and cheese that they've had so far. So we have all of those traditional soul food items like the mac and cheese, the candy yams, the smoked collards, cabbage, all of those traditional things, cornbread, black-eyed peas, and rice. But we also have some things that have some Asian influences. We do some wonderful Asian-inspired salads. We have a wonderful sesame broccoli that's just outstanding. We do some Caribbean things as well. We have Jamaican patties. And instead of them being filled with ground beef, we have a mushroom filling that we do with the Jamaican patties. Those are a few.
Well, I'll tell you, we are certainly excited because we can't wait to hear the date so we can get a group together and come in. But let me ask you, do you have a background in, do you have any, like, culinary training, or is this passion, is the passion of it what led you into this field? Is there a background? Did you go to school for it, or just how did that happen?
Okay, well, that's a great question that I get asked a lot as the chef for Detroit Vegan Soul.
Uh-huh.
I do not have a culinary degree. However,
okay.
I have the gift bestowed upon me from my dear sweet grandmother, rest her soul, who was probably one of the top soul food chefs of Detroit of her time. That's for certain. Who provided food for a long list of prominent ministers throughout this city. Dr. Charles Adams from Hartford Memorial Baptist Church is one of them, Reverend Jeremiah Wright. The list goes on and on. So I definitely got that gift from her. My mother was many years a food service manager for the city of Detroit and created programs, food service programs, and has a nutrition background. My father also, for many years back in the 90s, was a co-owner and operated a lunchtime soul food restaurant in the Book Tower building. So I definitely had this inherited, I would say. But it definitely is passion-driven.
That is so wonderful. That is so wonderful, Erica. Let me ask you now, is there, like you said, now there's no longer going to be the delivery, am I correct? So it's just, but you will have takeout. Will you be able to come in and order your food and take it out? It's not just going to be sit down, dine in, right?
Yes, correct. Okay. It will have about 20 seats for dine-in, and we'll have carry-out. And, you know, like we mentioned earlier, initially we won't have delivery, but we'll add that as soon as we can. So in addition to food, we also plan to have fresh fruit and vegetable smoothies, and we'll have vegan baked goods as well. And I'm the baker, and I kind of get that from my mom, who lives in North Carolina, where I'm from. She's actually going to be helping out as well with some of the baking. A huge blessing that has happened over the last couple of years is that she actually became vegan, and so she lives in North Carolina with the rest of my family. who none of them are vegan, so she's the only one there who is doing this, and she is doing very well, and she's so glad that she changed her eating habits, and mm-hmm. she's just really happy, and I'm just really happy and fortunate that she did that, and so we share tips back and forth on our vegan baking, and we're trying to work out how she can supply some of the baked goods for us, and I'll be doing some of the baking as well.
So are you going to be offering any raw? Is there going to be any raw on the menu? Any raw dishes on the menu?
Absolutely.
Or strictly vegan.
You will see some raw vegan offerings as well. Mm-hmm. Of course we'll have salads, but even more than that, we'll have, the salads, the smoothies, the juices, all of those are raw, but we also will have a raw plate. So it'll be a special that's for people who want to eat raw, and it will change. From week to week, so it won't be the same plate that you will get this week that you would order next week. It will change to offer some variety since it will be offered in a limited way initially. So we'll be switching it up, but yes, definitely we will be having some raw offerings as well, because we eat cooked vegan food, but we too also enjoy raw vegan foods as well.
That's wonderful. That's what we do. I do as well. I'm vegan and I'm raw, and we enjoy both. So this has just really been a wonderful thing to have you guys come on and share this information with us. And I am really excited about Detroit Vegan Soul. I am really excited, and I just can't wait to hear that opening date. I just want to let our listening audience know that we have a few minutes. If you have a question, now is the time to ask your question. Erica, give the information, the location and everything again. And if someone wanted to contact you, is there an email, website, or anything like that you'd like to give at this time?
Yes, we are going to be located at 8027 Agnes Street, in Detroit, Michigan, in Detroit's West Village, between Van Dyke and Parker Street. If you want to reach us on the web, you can visit us at www.detroitvegansoul.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook as well. We're on Facebook and we're on Twitter as well. And our phone number, if you want to give us a call, is 313-444-9402.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you both coming on Here's to Your Health tonight to share this information with us, because you are right. We have got to know that there is another way to eat that will promote longevity, because we are dying at alarming rates. Our young people are dying because of what they're ingesting. And we just got to know that we can enjoy our food. We can still enjoy our food, but it can be healthy. And so I just appreciate you and Kirsten taking the time tonight to come out and share this wonderful information with us. And right before the opening of Detroit Vegan Soul, I would love it if you could come back, because we have a packed house tonight. And I just would love it if you would come back and let everybody know, hey, we're open, and I guarantee you, we'll put a posse together and we will come and patronize you, because I am in the Inkster area, but I travel for good food. I travel. I teach. I'm a raw chef and instructor, but I love patronizing people that's doing wonderful things with food. So that's how I roll. I would love it if you guys would come back.
We definitely will.
Yeah,
and,
we love to.
And we're crossing our fingers that we're going to be opening in July. So hopefully we'll be back on in a couple months, you know, with a date for you.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
And we'd love to see you.
And thanks for having
okay.
us tonight.
Oh, hey, the pleasure is all ours, for real. So, listen, you guys be blessed, and we'll keep in touch, okay?
Okay, right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay,
okay guys,
bye-bye.
Well, you heard it here on Here's to Your Health. We've got a restaurant opening soon, Detroit Vegan Soul in the West Village, 28027 Agnes Street. That's between Parker and Van Dyke. So you guys stay tuned. As soon as I get the opening date, I will let everybody know. I will blast it because, like I said, we're going to get a group together and go down and patronize our sisters and let them know that, hey, they have our full support. You know what I'm saying? That is so important to support each other. That's what this show is all about, sharing. Sharing is caring. I want you to come back next week and be with us. We're going to have the Jamaican seasoning lady on next week, Delphine. You're going to want to hear about her wonderful seasonings. So come on back next week and listen in. And remember, on the 7th of May, we're going to have the Master Gardener on. She's going to be giving us tips about our garden. So you don't want to miss that show. Be sure to visit my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight, guys. I'm sure you enjoyed it. I know I did. So be blessed. Have a good night tonight, and we'll come back next week and do it again, same time, same place, on Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D, brought to you by 109.9 Penn Station. Thanks, everybody. God bless. Good night.